This year was made available the Ili Nishmas Rav Rebleze ben Rav and Tzion Gavriel Hamburger. That's all.
Mem Gimel Amel Aleph, six shuras before the Gemara spreads. Rav Nachman Omar. First, repeat what yesterday was said. Gemara asks, who is the Tana of our Mishnah who says that chametz nukshe and also real chametz gomor al yedei ta'aguris, if it's mixed into something else, is eva belav on both of them? Alav on chametz nukshe, that's chametz which is not mixed in but is not really fit to eat, like paste and things like that. And chametz goma, real chametz, that's mixed in al yedei ta'aruvus. Chametz goma, dogon goma al yedei ta'aruvus. Both cases are lav. Who the Tanya says that? Gemara said it's hamea. Rav Yehuda said it's hamea. And Rav Yehuda argued as follows. Since we find that Meir said that Nukshe is alav, they brought a case from Sior. Sior is a dough that's just beginning to turn gray with a little bit of leavening. It's not chametz yet. It just turned Nukshe. So Rav Meir says Sior, that's Nukshe, is alav. So Rav Yehuda says, if a mare holds nukshe is alav, then surely chametz dog and gomer alei ta'uvis is alav, can be less than alav. That's his argument. Again, Rav Yehuda says, since we find that a mare holds that nukshe is alav, so we say surely a mare will hold that chametz dog and gomer alei ta'uvis is alav. If it's not b'tahuvis, if the chametz dogon would be b'er, not mixed into something else, of course it's kos. But if it's mixed into something else, it loses the character of kos. What is it, however? So he said, surely it's a lav. Ma d'chnukshe is a lav, according to Amea. So chametz dogon gomer alei ta'uvis, surely it's a lav. That's from Yehuda's argument. So he said, our Mishnah is therefore Amea. I'll repeat it again now. Rav Yehuda says, since our mayor holds that nukshe is alav, so surely he'll hold chametz dogon gomer al yedei ta'uvis is surely alav. And therefore, our mission, which says both are alav, is a man. Say that. Now, later, we're going to see, as an opinion of Gemara here, that chametz al yedei ta'uvis is not even alav. How they'll hold with nukshe, that's the question. Right now, that's Rav Yehuda's argument. If Rav Meir holds nukshe is alav, then chametz dogon gomer al yedei ta'aruvis surely is alav. Rav Nachman Omar, he says, our Mishnah is Rabbi Elazar hi. The Tanya, al chametz dogon gomer, real chametz that's not mixed into anything else, on this course. Al Ehuve, if it's mixed in, it's belav, dir rebeleza. Al Chachomim Emrim, Al Chomiz Dogon Gomor, which is not mixed in, is on his course. This we agree. Al Ehuve Beleikon, if it's mixed in, not chayvim elav. That's the Chachomim. Now, Vishamin Elei, le rebeleza. We hear from rebeleza. The Omar Chomez Dogon Gomor al yedei ta'uvis is alav. So Rav Nachman argues the opposite of what Rav Yehuda argued. He says if Chomez Dogon Gomor b'ta'uvis is alav, then kol shekein nukshe be'ein nukshe, which is not mixed in, be'ein it, not mixed in, surely is alav. He takes it that nukshe is more chomor, since nukshe is not mixed in. He holds what's in Taruvis always is more lenient. So if you say Chomis with Taruvis is allowed, Nukshi which is not makes them sure is allowed. Just the opposite of Rabbi Yehuda argument. Talk about your neighbor, the Chilik. Rav Nachman, my time, why didn't he say like Rabbi Yehuda, who argued that it's Rabbi Meir, since a Meir holds Nukshe is allowed, so Chomes Rabbi Taruvish is allowed. Omar, he will answer to you. Vilna, maybe, Ad Kan Lukomer Rabbi Meir holds. When did the Meir say there that Nukshe is allowed? Ela Nukshe. But ain't it? Because it's not mixed in. Maybe it's not allowed. But I don't say that it's more chomor, that tahuvis is more chomor than nukshe. So although a mere holds nukshe is allowed, maybe ali tahuvis holds is not, nothing at all. Rav Yehuda, my time will omek Rav Nachman, who said, since Rabbi Elazar holds that Chomes Gomer Alei Taruvis is allowed, so Nukshe Shul is allowed. Amalach, he'll say, no, Ad Kan Lo Chomer Alei Taruvis. Also, when did Rabbi Elazar say that? Ela Chomes Logan Gomer Alei Taruvis. It's real Chomes, only it's mixed in. There it's allowed. Abon Nukshe, which is not real Chomes, even though it's Be'eni, even though it's not mixed in, maybe Lo Amah, I didn't say anything. Maybe Rabbi Elazar hold is not allowed, say that. And you're under the Baraisa Kabosi, Rabbi Yehuda. The Baraisa states, Kol Machmetzes Lo Sochelo. Now that's superfluous, but it states openly in the Torah you shouldn't eat chomets. What's Machmetzes? La Rabbis, to add something in which chomets is mixed in. Machmetzes, this Baraisa learns, Tarubis Chomets. Kutech habalri, Babylonian sour cream, in which bread is mixed in. Veshechar hamodai, certain beer and modi in which barley is mixed in. Vechemet soedoimi, in which grain is mixed in to make it into vinegar. Vezitum hamitzri, it's also something in which chomets is mixed in. So from this pasuk machmetzes, called machmetzes, the verse is malve taruvis chomets. Chomets gomer ali taruvis. Yochol, I might think you hate onish chomets. Maybe he should be punished with chomets because it's chomets, real chomets inside there. Talmud lema, ki kol oichol chomets v'nichosam. The Torah emphasizes only when you eat straight chomets, then it's chomets. Al chomets dogon gomor. Not mixed in anything, then it's on this chorus. While Eyabuvet, but if it's a Taruvis, it's a lav. It was a lav called Machmetzes Lo Sochelo. Now, Man Shamatle, from whom did you hear the Omar al Eyabuvet Belav, that Chomez Gomer mixed in is a lav? Rebbe Leslie. That we know from, we learned previously. Rebbe Elazar holds that Nukshe, that Taruvis is allowed. That's a Baraisa that Rav Nachman quoted. We're starting today. Rebbe Elazar says, Chomets Gomer Alei Taruvis is allowed. Vila Nukshe Be'eino Ela Koma, but Nukshe does not have any Taruvis, just straight Nukshe. Didn't say it's allowed. Why? Because in our Mishnah we have enumerated a number of them. All these that enumerates here, these that enumerates here are Tahuvis. And also the Mishnah enumerates some more Zoman Shel Taboyim, Amelan Shel Tabohim, Kulon Shel Sefim, which are Nukshim, not Chomets with Tahuvis. So besides these that enumerates in the Raisa here, that are Chomets Gomer Alei Taruvis, there are three more in the Mishnah that he didn't enumerate in the Raisa. These three are Nukshin. So what do we see from this? That this Ba'aisa, which is Rabbi Elazar, because he's the one that says that Al Yetahu is a Salah, still he says, when it comes to Nukshin, there's no Isa at all, no love at all, no Isa Da'aisa at all. Now, according to you, means according to Rav Nachman's system of arguing, if Rabbi Elazar holds Al Yetahu is a Salah, then surely Nukshi, which is not mixed in, surely should be Allah. But here she is not so. But here he enumerates from the seven of the Mishnah, enumerates only the four that are the Taruvas. But the other three that are nothing but Nukshi, he doesn't mention. So we see he holds them more lenient. It's not Allah. So therefore it's a proof against Rav Nachman, who wanted to say, the one who holds that Taruvas is Allah, surely we hold Nukshi is Allah? No, he says not so. Here you hold, and this blessed that these four, which are Taruvas, are Allah, and Nukshi leaves out? How do I know he leaves it out? Because he's following the Seder of the Mishnah. And still he leaves out the three that the Mishnah enumerated at the end, which are Nukshi. So we see that this blessed all Nukshi is not Allah. So we see Nukshi is less chomor than Taruvas. So once more, Rav Yehuda holds that if Nukshi is allowed, then Alei Taruvi surely is allowed. But the fact that Rabbi Elazar holds that Alei Taruvi is allowed does not prove that he holds Nukshi is allowed. But you see, this Baraisa, this Tana holds Alei Taruvi is allowed, but Nukshi is not allowed. Say that. And we'll talk over the whole Gemara once more. Easy Gemara. We'll say anything about that once more. Shmama that we see from this, Nukshi Rabbi Elazar Lesley. Now we see some achlekes in Nukshi. Nukshi is alive or not. A male holds Nukshi is alive, and a Beleza holds Nukshi is not alive. Some posts can follow a male, but that's our mission. And some posts can follow a Beleza, but Nukshi is not alive. What about Thomas Aldi Taubis? According to Rabbi Yehuda, both of them hold it's Allah. So therefore, Alei Taruvas is Allah. Now we'll start again. From last time we learned, the Gemara inquired who said our Mishnah, which holds that Nukshe is Allah and Taruvas is Allah. It means Taruvas, real Chomis, but Taruvas. So Rabbi Yehuda said, since we see that the mayor brings a proof that the mayor holds Sior, which is Nukshi, is a lie. So surely a whole promise I'll get to him, surely is a lie. That's all finished. That's last time's Gemara. So therefore the mayor holds both are a lie. And our mission is a mayor, both are a lie. Rav Nachman, that's today's Gemara. Rav Nachman says it's the opposite. He said, our mission is Rabbi Elazar, who holds Chomets, Alei Taruvas is Allah. If Alei Taruvas is Allah, or there's a mixture, then Nukshe, which is not a mixture, surely is Allah. That's what he holds. According to Rav Nachman, Rabbi Elazar holds both are Allah, only his argument goes the opposite of the argument of Rabbi Yehuda. Now, the Gemara goes on and says, we have a proof that Rabbi Yehuda's system is correct. That Nukshe is not as chomor as Chomis Gom Al Yetarubis. It's possible to hold that Chomis Al Yetarubis is alive and not hold that Nukshe is alive. That's the argument of Rabbi Yehuda. Because in the Baraisa here we learn that called Mahmetzis Lo Sochelu. What's it come to tell us? That Chomets that's mixed in the Taruvas is Allah. And he tells us, what does it mean? Enumerates four kinds from our Mishnah, which are Chomets Adei Taruvas. and he doesn't mention any of the rukshas. Now, who is this trying to hold that chomes? Ali Tarubis is alive? Shuli Rabbi Elazar? But still, Nukshi doesn't mention it at all. So we see that Nukshi is more lenient than Tarubis. So the Tana who holds that is higher alive on Tarubis could hold there's nothing at all for Nukshi. Therefore, we have no proof that Rabbi Elazar will agree with our mission at all. All we know that Rabbi Elazar holds Tarubis is alive. Nukshi is alive, and no proof at all. On the contrary, for this Bryce seems hold that Nukshi is nothing. Therefore, you have to go back and say, like Rabbi Yehuda said, our mission is Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Meir holds Nukshi is alive, although we didn't hear what Rabbi Meir holds about Tarubis, but it stands to reason. Rabbi Yehuda said Tarubis is more Chomer. Chomer is Gomer. Rabbi Yehuda is more Chomer than Nukshi. And Nukshi is alive, so Chomer is Gomer, and Tarubis surely is alive. Therefore, our mission, which enumerates both Nukshi and Tarubis, and says there's alive on both, and it's Rabbi Meir. Talk it over. So now, since we follow Rabbi Yehuda, we have a proof that he's right. But Tarubis is more Chomer than Nukshi. So now we have a Machlekes, Rabbi Meir, and Rabbi Eliezer about Nukshi. Rabbi Meir holds Nukshi is alive, Rabbi Eliezer holds no. And therefore the Paschim are also Mechulak out of Paschim. Some Paschim like Rabbi Eliezer, that Nukshi is not alive. Only so the Rabbonah. Pray the Gemara Rabbi Eliezer, Ehu Rebbe Elav Menole. How did you know it's alive? You see, because it's written, Kol Machmeses Lo Sochel. That Pasuk comes to talk about Chomer Gomer Al Yitarubis. If that's what the Pasuk Machmeses means, Tarubis, Koras Nami Lechayv, he's Rechayv Koras too, by only Allah. You see, it's written, Ki Kol Eichol Machmeses V'Nichvesu. If Machmeses means Tarubis, here it says openly, on Machmeses there's Koras. So why does Rabbi Eliezer say, for Tarubis Chomes is only Allah? If he learns Tarubis and word Machmeses, here's the pasuk, it said, anybody eats Machmeses gets Koras, receives Koras. And so the Gemara, who that pasuk may boil, they need for a different purpose. Kol Machmeses Lo Sochelu is not talking about Tarubis Chomes. First pasuk of Kol Machmeses Lo Sochelu is talking about Tarubis Chomes. Or by the pasuk, Kol Oichol Machmeses V'Nichvesu is talking about real Chomes, not Tarubis. The time of the Bais. Ainly, I only know Elishinis Chomes Me'elach. If it became chomes by itself, let's say you made a dough and let it stand, or you pour the water on grain and let it stand, after a while it becomes chomes by itself. So that's the most simple kind of chomes. Machmas dova achemenai, suppose it became chomes, but you put some chemical into it, or some that made it become chomes. Let's say you put yeast into it and made it become chomes. From some outside factor it became chomes. How do I know it's still called chomes? Tamalema called machmetzes. Echo machmetzes v'nichrasa. So the Rabbi Eliezer is explaining now the two different kinds of psukim called machmetzes. The first pasuk is all machmetzes lo sochelu. It's talking about tarubis chomes. It's only a lot. And the pasuk Eichol Machmeses V'Nichras that is Koras, that's real chomes, not mixing anything. Only that pasuk comes to tell you, even though it became chomes by means of some outside factor, still since it's not mixed into anything, it's real chomes ben, it's chayav Koras. If the second Machmeses you need to say that it's Koras even though it became harmless by some outside agent, the lav nami lav yudos, let's say the first pasuk also comes from that. Who told you the first pasuk comes for harmless al yudei tahuris? Says Allah. Let's say that pasuk also is talking about real chametz, not tahuris. Only chametz that was made leaven by some outside agent. Because in order to give a punishment, you have to have two elements. You have to have azhoro and the einish. Always you need two psukim. One that says you shouldn't do it, and another pasuk tells you what the consequences will be if he does transgress. So the second pasuk said, "Ki kol oichol machmetzes v'nichriso," as kares for eating chametz be'en that was made by some outside factor. And then the first pasuk, why do you use it for something else? To tell us chametz gonal de'tahuvis is allowed now. But the first pasuk could also be talking about real chametz, not mixed into anything. Chametz that's made by some outside factor, we need a lav and azor that says also to do it. Because you need a pasuk that says prohibited to do it, and a pasuk that says there's an endish for it. So now, if that's the case, you have no pasuk for chametz al yedei tahuvis, since both psukim you need to tell us that there's kares for real chametz that became chametz by some outside factor. Say that. So now the question arises, if you need both psukim for chametz be'en, not mixed in, that was made chametz by some outside factor, one pasuk you need for the lav, the azhore, the first pasuk called machmetz lo sochelu, and the second pasuk ki kol oichol chametz or kol oichol machmetzes v'nifasa, to tell that there's kares. So therefore you have no pasuk now left over for chametz adei tahuvis. So how does Rav Elazar know chametz adei tahuvis is allowed? He didn't have any pasuk for that. And for the Gemara, we're out of time here, but you must say the reason Rav Elazar is not from the whole pasuk, from the word kol. It says kol machmetzes lo sochelu. And kol comes to add, even if it's mixed in something else. So again, if it's not mixed in, it's be'en. So we have a second pasuk, the nifnasa. The first pasuk serves as a azhore for chametz that's not mixed in, that was made chametz by a factor, outside factor. But in addition to that, the kol is like a rider attached to that and says there's another kind of chametz which is a lav. Included in this lav, it won't get the kares, but it's in the lav. And that's if the chametz is mixed in something else. So once more now. The setup is like this. There are two psukim about machmetzes. One is for machmetzes lo sochelu, which is azhore, not to eat real chametz, be'en, that became this chametz al yedei dover acher. And the second pasuk, echo machmetzes v'nichriso, that's the curse, he eats chametz, shen is chametz al yedei dover acher. But in the first pasuk, it talks about the lav, there's a word kol, and kol comes to add, chametz al yedei tahuvis is a lav. Kores, we don't have any pasuk for kores for tahuvis. But a pasuk, first pasuk, which doesn't talk about kores, that first pasuk, when it says kol, comes to tell us that imal de tahuvis is allowed. Say that. Again, Rav Elazar has two psukim about chametz, shenis chametz al yedei dover acher. One is azhara, alav, and one is the pasuk that said there's kares. In the first pasuk, where the word kares doesn't come at all, just talking about the lav of it, the lav of it, there's an extra word kol. So that kol comes to add that in that lav there's also included chametz al yedei tahuvis. Of course, in the kares not. But in the love, it's included. Frag the Gemara, Osam Nami, the second pasuk of Kol, is also a word Kol. Nami Ksiv Kol. So let's say in both sukkim you have Tzavuvis, the first pasuk in the love, and the second pasuk in the colors. So why they say no colors, Chomes Halei Tzavuvis? So he says no. The Kol in the second pasuk you need for a different purpose. Not for Halei Tzavuvis. Ahu mi boile that you need the rabbi says Hanoshim. The women also get chomes, reading chomes. Kol oichol machmes. Anybody eats chomes. You want to say that's a more logical drasha, and therefore we darshan when it comes to eating, it's talking about the punishments. So we say even women. Why do you have to tell the women? Will soon see. Even women get chomes reading chomes. So now. In the first pasuk, when it's talking about the lav, kol machmes is lo sochelu. You could have said machmes, why is it kol? Kol comes there. Chomes ali tahuvis is also included in the lav. In the second pasuk, the kol comes to say that women are included in kolos. Right? The gemara, noshim, women. Don't need a pasuk to tell us that women are responsible for aveiros. The pasuk said, "Ish o isha, ki yasu mikol chates o adam." They do any one of the sins of men. So we see, "Hishva hakosha." The Torah compares isha leish leisha. The whole onishin shabbatot, all punishments, all responsibilities of the Torah. So women are just as punishable as men. So why do I need kol? Oichol machmetz says when nifros is b'mal b'noshim, and for the more it's here you do need a pasuk for that. Here you must be b'mal b'noshim. For Saul did that. It would enter the mind to say, "Hoyu lechsiva says lo soichel all of chometz, shivas yom techa all of matzes." So we are comparing in the Torah the isur of chometz with the mitzvah of matzes. Now matzes is a mitzvah asei she'asman grome. Mitzvah asei that depends on time. The whole, so I would say as follows. Kol she'yeshner b'kum echol matzah. Anybody who is in the command, arise and eat matzah, yeshner b'altel chometz. He's in the Eastern not to eat chometz. But behind the Shvet women, hoyol v'lesner b'kum echol matzah, since they're not commanded to eat matzah, because it's a mitzvah asei. The Havali mitzvah say shazman gome, and the mitzvah that depends on time. Women are potter from those mitzvahs, I say. Amen, therefore I would say, Bibal Tech Chomes Namilest. She's not eating Chomes either. Kramashman, that's why you need a pussy call to say women are included in the Isa of eating Chomes. Now, since we conclude now from a call that women are included in the Isha of eating chametz, so we go back again now to the Hekesh that compares Isha of chametz to the mitzvah of matzah as follows. V'hashti now this Abi Lu behold her chametz. Now we say women are included in the Isha of not eating chametz because of kol machmetz kol echol machmetz v'nifreso. That's the case. Israel nami echol echol matzah. Women are in Israel, they must eat matzah. The mitzvah of matzah is a women too. Kirebi Doma Kirabialozo no shim chayovas Achilas Matzah Dvar Tera Shinema Loisha Olov Chomets and you should eat matzah. So we say Kol She Yeshno. Anybody in the Isa Baltehol Chomets, Yeshno in the mitzvah eating matzah, and in Noshi, the women, Nami, Hoyel Yeshno Baltehol Chomets, like we said, Kol Echol Machmetz Nifas, means even women. Yes, and Bukum Echol Matzah. Finished. So now the Gemara said that the Kol Echol Machmetzes, the Nichrasa, that Kol comes to say women are also high. Because without that Pasuk, I would have thought that since women should be Potter, theoretically, from the Mitzvah of Matzah, because the Mitzvah depending on time, Therefore, they should be mutadit chomis too, because matzah and chomis are compared to each other. That's why you have to write kol to say no. Women are usher to eat chomis. That's where the kol comes. Now that we know women are usher to eat chomis, we compare chomis and matzah, and we say since they're usher to eat chomis, they're mechuyev in the mitzvah of matzah. Say that. Umay chosis. What do you see? The high call, the buya noshim, that call, the second one, comes to be a malve noshim, the chayev for chomes, umapkis eruve, and you let out taruve's chomes from the din of kares. You don't say call comes to be a malve taruve's chomes for kares, but you say the call comes only to tell it noshim a chayev for chomes. Amen. Let's say the buya eruve. Let's say the call comes to the end that Taruvus Chomes is Kares. And don't talk about Noshim at all. Why should you say call comes to be Marbe Noshim? Just like in the first Pasuk, call Machmes Lo Sechelo, call comes to be Marbe Taruvus Chomes. So in the second Pasuk, call Oichel Machmes Lo Sechelo, so should also be talking about Taruvus Chomes. Why is he talking about Noshim? And say that Taruvus Chomes is no Kares. End for the Gemara. Mishtava, it's logical to say, Koi Bechon, the second Pasuk is talking about persons who eat. So Kol means more eaters, he's including more eaters. Malbe Ichle. There is Malbe women. But Koi Bechon, they're talking about eaters. They say the Kol is Malbe, and they're holding different kinds of food that they're eating. So therefore, in the second pasuk, he called oichol machmesis v'nichvasah. Not only if men eat, call anybody eats, women too. But if you want to say it comes to add, tahuvas is kores, you're going away from the subject. The subject is either, it's not what's being eaten. Say that. But the first pasuk, which is talking about what machmesis, so we say not only machmesis, but also Taruv is Chomets also. The minute of the Maya downstairs.
And the first question is speaking about